Well, hello, this is Kenji, and welcome to class number four in this wonderful series. So, how are y'all doing today, this last week? I'm going to go to the Q&A page, so please write down your thoughts from the week, and please, no personal questions. We'd like to keep it on track with the theme of this series. Let's just do a quick overview of what we're going to do tonight, and then I'll get and answer the webcaster's posts. So I believe tonight, what's in order is we're going to do a little work with the limbic system, the amygdala, and the prefrontal cortex of your beautiful brain. And we'll do some more work with the endocrine system and recalibrating the brain. And again, doing some energy work with the nervous system. So this is in preparation for module three of class number five and six. We'll get more into the more subtle realms of spiritual anatomy, your subtle bodies. You'll experience this wonderful kinetics process. And we'll do some energy work on the meridian and nadis and chakra system. And that activation will also integrate all the other previous activations that we'll do. That's class six. Okie dokie. Hello, Sharon. Okay, Karen posted. Niagara Falls. Might be cold there. Don't know. Nice day here in Seattle. Had an interesting week. Lots of different waves of emotions. Yeah, that's to be expected. One moment I felt waves of sadness. Other time felt brief periods of being one with everything. Yeah, and bliss. Ah, bliss. That's quantumly normal. Shifting from one polarity to the other. Periods of no ambition, almost like a depression, but not. Pressure in my crown. Yeah, it's a little bit normal. And third eye. Short periods of anxiety and shakiness, too. Yeah, some of you are getting the shakes. Yeah. You know, that's the brain trying to adjust to everything, as well as the letting go process. And sometimes, you know, when these deep, deep imprints come forth, not pleasant, but they shouldn't last very long. They should be quick and intense. And then she says, and let's not forget a digestive cleanse as well. That was fun. Yes, aren't those fun? Digestive cleansing. Yes, that's good. Yeah. That was fun, laughing out loud. Okay. There were also synchronistic events, great feelings of love in my heart, as well as feeling my light. Looking forward to this week. So, all in all, I feel I went through a multi-level cleansing and clearing. Excellent, 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 excellent. Let's get feedback. Pearl and I are here and all set. That's from Amy. Except I can't find my journal, which is mostly doodles and lots of fun. Well, you know, doodles can be code, you know, that you are writing down. So don't take doodling lightly. I used to doodle a lot, and I remember I used to kind of have this knowing that I was doodling on a subatomic level. I was just kind of scribbling and doing these drawings, I guess, of subatomic particles and cells and whatnot. So, yeah, doodling's good. Catherine from New York. Man, we got a lot of East Coasters here. Hi, Kenji. I'd like to ask for your help. I don't think my soul, divine consciousness has ever been fully anchored in my body. Yes. I realize I think of my soul as a dirty old coat. Aww. Everybody say, that I've been dragging around and I don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, dear, I don't know who told you that your soul is like a dirty old coat that you don't want to ever wear. I mean, whoever told you that was, Everybody go, man. Not good, as we say. I finally got over being mad at God. Ah, yes. Some of us have had, like, anger towards God. I used to have that actually when I was a teenager. Yep, used to swear at God. God gets over it. God doesn't take it personally, as you know. Okay. But that's good that you acknowledge that. But now it seems I'm mad at my soul. Well, same thing. So how do I release all this negativity and get my soul to permanently anchor within? Thanks very much for your help. Namaste, Catherine. Well, Catherine, just think, if you were conscious of that other part of you that we call the soul spirit, and this personality down here, this ego, was dang mad at you, would you want to embody in that body that was really mad at you? Something to contemplate, right? So I am suspecting your inner child got scolded at a young age. And of course, getting scolded at a young age and or abused, and being you can't communicate in words really to adult figures at that age, it would hold that energy in. And it would kind of fester inside. You know, it's pretty common though, so like don't blame yourself for that. You know, it's just a common reaction being human to when you get punished or scolded or said no to, beaten, punished, whatever. Being really young, it's really hard to get over that. And you do internalize it. So, you know, this class is very much about uncovering all of that and bringing everything into the light. But you need to know that your soul is not like a dirty old coat. Actually, your soul is like this brand new suit. Even better than you get at Nordstrom's. It's a really amazing, awesome, up-to-date, new style suit that you're going to proudly wear in front of everybody so they can see your new look. All right. Lauren, Boston. Boston, Boston. Bostonians. Hi, Kenji. I'm loving being in your class and spending time with you and your energy. Thank you. I have three questions. One, is it okay to do these meditations daily? Well, of course. You can do them once or twice daily. Does it matter what order we do them in? Well, I always suggest in sequence. But use your intuition. And if you need to do them backwards, then go ahead. Or do them out of order, that's all right. Number three, how can I bring my family along with me? Mostly my kids, my husband will do the meditations. Mostly my kids, my husband will do the meditations. That's really wonderful. It's a family affair. Yes, let's go meditate to the activations together. You know, when you do that, that just strengthens the bond within the family. And it really, as you probably know, it's helping you to feel deeply more connected with them. I find myself hesitating for fear of leaving them behind. Oh, are you saying how can I bring my family along with me? Mostly, oh, okay, so they're not into the activations or all this stuff, huh? Well, just keep inviting them and say, hey, would you like to listen along with me to this activation? You know, it's really a great stress reducer. You could use that term because everybody has stress. A great stress reducer is it'll have a calming influence for your mind. I find myself hesitating for fear of leaving them behind, if that makes any sense. Yeah, much love, Lauren. Yes. It's a little bit hard, yeah, when one person in the family does it and the others don't. I tell you what, if you have any pets, if you have any dogs, kitties, I would invite them into the activation. And if you do have pets and you see they start seeing the change in the pets, then maybe they'll want to go do it. Better yet, invite one or two of your friends over to listen with you, right? That would be good. And you know the old saying, families are the last one to catch on, you know. Kind of true. Okay, here we go from Tokyo again. Junko, Kenji, your class 3 activation, that was last week, was full of blessings as always. Power of grace was so powerful. It pushed out a lot of old energy from my throat. That is good. Women especially have a lot of built-up energies in the throat. When I became one with the universe, galaxy, the energy of my home realm and nebula, I was in bliss. I don't really remember when an activation happened, but I needed to put up my hands in front of my face to receive energy that was being poured into from up high, and I received Veda, question mark. Veda, the ancient Hindu teachings. It said Veda. I realized it was something feminine or for my femininity. And then Saraswati came. That's one of the Hindu goddesses. And then you said Divine Mother. I found it intriguing because you were talking about water and its symbolism, cleansing, baptism, etc., before the activation. After class 3, I think I was, then it was the next morning, I felt the old is gone and the new has come when I woke up in the morning. Hey, everybody, give her a high five. I felt very quiet and brisk in my brain. That's good, quiet and brisk in your brain. We like the brisk part. It's like a spring morning, right? Everything's clear, crisp. Something has changed completely. I got much lighter. I want to do this activation over and over again to clean my brains. Yes, brain cleanse. Nothing like it. Thank you so much. Many blessings, Junko. Yeah, good stuff, you guys. And here's from Grant. I don't know where Grant is. It doesn't say. It's probably from the Pleiades, though. Dear Kenji, thank you for an amazing series. The past 3 years has been an incredible journey of internal and external spiritual evolution in the most evident and sentient way. The energies this year so far have been off the charts between the supermoons and the series. I often find myself coming out of meditation wondering, how am I still here? Yes. How are you still here? The power and feeling of energy flow and sentient transparency is incredible. That's a good one. Sentient transparency. Somebody write that down. That's good. Pearl, write that down in doggy language. I often feel at one with the universe and the flow of energy. Go totally through my soul and body and hear and feel the clearing on a physical and spiritual level. Add to this, I have started practicing Bikrams. Hot yoga classes. Oh no, hot yoga, sweat, oh God, heat, perspiration. And this has upped the game another bunch of levels, which is totally off the hook. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for coming to my life and all that is being done in this amazing universal ascension process, of which I feel like such an important part. Much love from Mexico City. Mexico City. Thank you, Grant. Yeah, hot yoga. I haven't got the courage yet to do that, but people say they really like it. It's just your car probably after a few months is going to smell kind of like the gym in high school. Remember that? Oh, God, I hated going to gym class. The lockers, man. Like I never cleaned them out. 20 years. Brings back memories. Aratze, from Baquio, Spain. Thank you, Kenji, for your amazing activations. I love to listen to them because, as you always explain, next time is starting again from a new and more clean level to follow cleaning and clearing myself. That's you got that. That's very true. You always start at another level when you listen to the activations. Why? Because we set it up that way. See, you can set your life up that way too. But that's another series. Thank you for letting us improve our life in an easy and loving way. We love you, Kenji, and all animal kingdom too. Yay for the animals. Then she also writes, when I first listened to the course, I got number 5, meaning which is your harmony level or so, then 6. So every day better. Yes, every day better. That's like all good. Oh, and then she asks, do animals always go to the light when they die? Yes. I mean, or like human, they can get caught up in a lifetime because they did not cross over. No. They go. They don't mess around. Oh, Karen from Wyoming. Oh, a lot more posts. You guys are getting better. Okay. Hi, Kenji. Karen in Wyoming. Love the classes. Lots of shifting emotions coming up. Sometimes feel the stillness and increased awareness of self, and then other extreme is not feeling so well. Yes, it's that back and forth thing again, like roller coaster ride. See, all of that eventually will even out. But for now, because we're still in this dichotomy and conflict of polarity, it's like back and forth, right? See, so it's natural. And then pretty soon, it'll stop swinging so much and we'll come to kind of like a dead stop, how like pendulums do, to where you'll be in your center. Now, how long that takes is up to you. Had a couple of mercury fillings removed last week. Yay! And body struggling a bit with that and like brain trying to adjust. Yeah. I do believe it is good to get the mercury out of your fillings, your teeth, and put in porcelain. Or some of you like gold. Okay. And feeling the energies from the recent moon, blood moon and all that. Sometimes overwhelming. Yeah. Sometimes overwhelming. Which in that case you would just shut down a bit, right? And just have the energies go into your storage area in your brain so you don't get overloaded. They always want to shut down that part if you get too overwhelmed. And we got Michelle from Albuquerque. Thank you very much, Kenji, for preparing me for signs and symptoms that could be out of the ordinary. I found that I had a very hard time talking and pronouncing my words. It lasted for 3 days. That's very good. That's quantumly normal. That's very good. Well, you could always do sign language. You can do it intuitive sign language. Nancy Freeman, Tucson. I used to live there in the 80s, Canyon Ranch. When listening to the activation replay, I had some heavy rippling, shivering. I do recall that this has happened before when I was meditating. Any idea what this is? Okay, you're answering it now. Quick and intense is the description. Yeah, sometimes people get these really heavy kriyas, you know, when they're doing yoga, or, well, not so much a meditation, but like in doing yoga. Or doing really intense kind of self work, working with energy. And so kriyas are basically uncontrollable body movements. So if a psychiatrist was to look at you with these kriyas, they would go, okay, we have a hospital nearby. We can enroll you in the psychiatric hospital and give you drugs and observe you, and you pay a lot of money. So they're just natural, not to freak out. Sometimes they can be really extreme, though. Sometimes stuff comes out of your mouth like gibberish, or speaking in tongues like they do in the South, which is actually, as you know, a form of channeling. That's not Earth language, of course, right? It's probably their home realm language, so therefore it sounds foreign to us. But you know, light language is very powerful. I remember a radiologist, a medical doctor, came through Seattle. Oh God. 5 years ago, I met her, took some of her group healing events, and she gave me a personal reading, and I cried for 45 minutes. All she did was light language around me. I sat in a chair, and she was standing, and then she went into the zone and started doing light language on me. I have no idea what was said in that language, but all I know is it touched my heart, and I had tears for 45 minutes. So it was a very moving experience. I hope to see her again to thank her. I have no idea where she is. Okay. Okay, I think that's it for the post. We're going. Oh, one more. Pamela, Brooksville. I have no idea. Warm greetings to yours. How can I get into presence? Okay, just hang out for the show tonight. All right, so we're going now to the phone. Okay, so anybody that's on the telephone, you want to do star two to raise your hand and share with me on the phone. Oh, we've got a lot of callers now. Oh, there's one right off the bat, and that's Harry from that's not New Zealand, is it? Harry,
Hi,
you're
Timothy.
yes.
This is Karen.
Oh, Karen, not Harry.
Right, from Newfoundland.
Oh, Newfoundland. Okay, NL, Newfoundland. Everybody take notes. Yes, what would you like to share?
An interesting journey for the last 3 weeks. Been really attentive for your introduction, the Q&A, the telephone callers. Go into the activation and can go very deep, pop right out, get so energized that I can't even sit still, that I'm frustrated. So a whole gamut of things. Was not drawn to re-listen to the activations until a few days ago. I realized how often in my life I say no to life. So I have
Very
gone back.
good. Very
Yes.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So I have started, went back to number one, and have been working my way, not working, but playing through them, realizing that even though I zoned out, was agitated, whatever the story was, I've actually been going through the activations, that the words are coming out, but I've actually been living it and work going through it, but cannot remember any of them up to my re-listening, if that makes any sense. So it's been
Yeah, that's
really
perfect
interesting.
sense. Yeah, that's perfect
Yeah.
sense. Yeah.
And tonight, sorry, go
Yeah.
ahead.
No, you continue.
No, it was just tonight I really had the understanding that I'm so tired of having a thought and saying no to it, which does not generate the action. And that, of course, too, is connected to the all the realignments, all the activations. It's just confirmation of everything that's been happening. So it's good.
They're waving flags on the other side for you, going, yay! I can see them. Yes. Take a bow, dear. Take a bow. Do a curtsy. Do whatever. And then say to them, yes. I'm going to say yes now, from now on. Very good. Very good. Yeah, so today
So thank
again
you,
is
very kind.
okay, so today again is the start of a new day in your life today.
Exactly.
All right, so be it. Thank you so much for sharing. That was awesome.
And thanks, Kenji. Take care.
Okay, who'd like to share? I could call on Amy and have Pearl speak. Woof. Pearl. Woof, woof, woof. Oh, there is Amy and Pearl. Ta-da. Okay, you're on.
Okay, will she talk? Pearl, it's Kenzie. She's looking right at you.
Hi, Pearl. Woof, woof. Woof, woof. Woof.
Oh, she's all curled up, all set. She's ready.
All right, she knows.
She just took a very deep breath.
Ah, neat.
She reminds me to do that.
Ah, very good. And your sharing for the week is?
My sharing for the week is I this piece about there's two pieces. One is I realized that there is an expression of gratitude that I had been missing to give to both the reactive part of me that comes up, and then that And that is that appreciation of something revealing itself. When I can't remember if I wrote this, I wrote to you, or if I'm just saying it fresh right now. So that piece of gratitude and acknowledgement of the flow that's coming forward, and the information it's giving me, and the insight it's showing me, and it receiving attention. It's when, was it last week or the week before, it was about validation. And I recognize that that part of me wants or requires a piece of validation too, and that simplifies things. And the other thing that's tender that's coming up and that I would appreciate insight on is this week, the meditation really touched me close to home, because the building up of the endocrine system, and I am one of these people who has developed a lot of sensitivities, and around my eyes I get this kind of eye eczema, and it blows up, and I look kind of alien, and my eyes get red. It's very vulnerable, as you might imagine, right? And I've been having this sense that it's coming up for clearing, and that my system has gotten very, very strong, and I haven't resorted to Western medicine for a long time, and I haven't had a reaction like this for a long time. So I want to be able to stay in love and appreciation and clearing, and have my ascension process or my healing reaction, which is releasing it. So how do I really know if this is a quantum experience, or if this is, you know,
or what?
Or if this is something that whenever I get close to saying, well, maybe it's time for to put the ointment that would shut it down, or maybe it's time to take a prednisone, it seems to get better. And I've been doing things to actually move it through my body in a way that's pulling it out, because I believe skin things actually need to leave through the skin, leave through the body. So I'm in this space where, because I'm in a reaction, I don't know, I lose perspective when it gets intense. So I want to follow it, but I don't.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. I would suggest for any of you that have eye issues like that, that you do just on a physical level, that to help on a physical level to get some MSM eye drops. They're different than kind of get the pharmacy. I lost that thought. Okay. Let me put you on mute, Amy. That will help me bring back that thought. Okay. And we have another person that's got their hand raised, so keep it up, keep it raised. I'll get to you in a sec. Okay. So know that whatever you're experiencing is a quantum thing. So everything now is becoming quantum. So it's not an either or now. It's really everything that you are experiencing is coming from the quantum, in the sense of it's very important. And one way to shift, if you will, things that come up, is to just absolutely embrace it with love. I mean, that's the easiest thing you can do. Totally accept it and say thank you for sharing. You don't have to try to heal it. You just need to accept it first, and then see where the emotions go after that. Because usually, think about this, when you're a little kid and you got upset, really what you wanted was a hug, right? And you wanted someone to say, I love you, and all of that. So these things that are coming up in the body, same thing. They're just wanting recognition. So I don't care how ugly it looks emotionally or psychologically, just embrace it. Embrace it as you would your inner child that's having a bad day. And is crying, maybe, or having a temper tantrum, or in a state of depression, and all of that. Okay? In enchanted neutrality, no judgments, no "oh, poor you" thing. Don't do that with your inner kid. Just come to it equally, all right? That'll work. Okay, and we'll get to Susan now. Okay,
hi,
you're
Kenji,
on.
How are you? Hi. Hi, Kenji, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How is Sacramento
doing? Thank you for all your class.
Uh-huh.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Kenji, is, you know, when I go, I'm in good health, I eat organic, I do all your activation, but sometimes when I'm taking class, like, you know, exercise class, I kind of run out of energy. So I wanted to ask you, is there like a phrase, an activation that before class, at the gym, you know, anything physical that, you know, can give me like a boost of energy?
Okay, you can email me that as a topic for a future online single activation event. We could do something
okay.
like that. Yeah. what I would do before you go to class, like when you're in your car, in
mm-hmm.
the parking lot or wherever, just start doing some deep breathing. Do some deep belly breathing, like the breath of fire, like really
okay.
kind of fast. And breathe in and out through your nose. Breath of fire is real rapid breathing where you're pumping your belly muscles. Do
okay.
that for about, you can do it three times. Do it for about 30 seconds each time. And that'll start giving you energy to go to your class.
Okay. So that way when I take, like, you know, because the class is like every 4 minutes, it's a song. But, you know, mm-hmm. it's so high intensity that I'm always like breathing heavy.
Yeah.
So that would help that.
Yeah. And then drink some water before you start your class too.
Okay.
All right.
And, okay. And then another question I wanted to ask you. Yeah, I'm in class one. I came out to try to get online. And another question I wanted to ask you, Kenji, is when people... You know, like when people hurt you so much, disappoint so much, and I forgive everything, but how do I find the goodness to, because I know a lot of knowledge on Chinese astrology and
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to write a book, but sometimes people disappoint me so much that I feel like, why would I care for others when I feel like people don't care for me? So how do I
yeah.
get, How do I overcome that feeling that people is not good? Like,
yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that question, that sharing. I'm going to put you on hold now or mute.
Okay.
So one thing you can do is ask to see the goodness in them and then let it all go after that. It doesn't mean you have to stay connected with them. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to, like, love everybody totally all the time and stay connected, because people come and go out of your life, and sometimes people evolve out of your life. And so some of these people that aren't good to you probably indicates that, okay, time to move on to attract new kinds of people. It doesn't mean that you don't love them, but in that moment, what you're saying is, that's not my truth, you being mean to me. And thank you very much for sharing. I choose to see the goodness in you, and then I let you go. Okay, so that's one way to do it. But you can also ask, you can always ask for any situation in your life. You can always ask God, teach me, show me another way to see this. Show me another way to see this or to perceive this person or whatever. And it doesn't mean that people aren't going to hold grudges against you for a long time, because that's still part of human nature, and do gossip and rumors, but you won't let that affect you because that's none of your business and it's not the truth. And so if it's not the truth, then it should not affect you because it's not the truth. See? Okay. Thank you. We'll take another caller and then we'll get into the activator. We'll have one or two more callers. So star 2 to raise your hand. Got Is Amy raising her hand again, or is that Pearl? All right.
No, I didn't raise it again. Did you not hang up on me?
Oh, I just put you on mute. Okay. You can, I don't know how to take. I don't know how to say take your hand down. I'm looking at the notes, but I go, well, what do they press to unraise their hand? Anyway,
no,
okay.
No, I'm still taking in the magic of what you said because it's just, thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Okay, Pearl, get ready. A few more minutes. We're going to go zoning. Okay, who would like to share? Or I might pick on you. Yeah. I see where you guys are from, because it's on the board here. I'll even pick on you if you're shy. Or maybe I won't. You guys aren't zoned out already, are you? I could call upon Hetty, or I could call upon Joan, or Michael. Uh-huh. One more caller. All right. I'm going to go to the Q&A board then, and I will respond to one or two more questions. Okay, so I think it's Pamela. Narcolepsy, I'm not sure what that is. Why don't you post that in there? I've heard of it before, but I can't bring back what that is. Okay, Pamela, for your feedback, second class really fixed my... Oh, decrepit neck. That's how you spell decrepit. Wow, that's a weird way to spell decrepit neck. After third class, notice and witness a toddler being physically abused and then an adolescent being emotionally abused. Both brought up memories. Yeah, so thank them for bringing up the memories, and then you can embrace it and let it go and be free. Forgiveness. It's okay. You really didn't get hurt. Yes, your ego probably got hurt, but remember, your soul cannot hurt your soul. Your soul is indestructible, like Superman and Superwoman, right? Okay. So Judy says, found the latest meditation to be the most delicious one so far. It helped me go more with the flow in the last week. Thank you. Very good. Okay. I'm going to refresh just to see here. Okay. So we are going to go back. Okay, we're going to start the activation now. So please get situated and remember to not listen to these shows and activations while driving your car. So I want you to do the protocol as you remember it. Pillars of light. Invoke the Council of 14. Now remember to do full breathing from the belly up into the lungs and diaphragm. And you're going to focus the breath and the chi and the light into the pineal gland. And then it's going to go to the pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, then the base of the skull, medulla. Now, if you wish, when you exhale, feel the energies moving in spirals down your spine. And then it's going to encircle your tailbone, your sacrum, the base of the spine. It's going to circle. And it's going to begin to create a feeling of balance and harmony there at the base of your spine, which is very important. Okay, palms facing upwards, feet grounded with the Earth Mother. So feel as if your feet are connected to the core energetically of Earth Mother, Gaia. And that Mother Earth is supporting your body to be on the planet. That you are actually wanted here. You are desired to be here by the Earth. Now, there will be beings inside the Earth, if you will, on the inner dimensions that are going to assist with your activation tonight. Okay, so keep breathing and bring your focus to the tip of your nose. And as you do this, you're going to invite now your council to step forward, your permanent council of masters, your guardian angel or angels. You're going to invite your inner child to participate and receive. We're going to invite your ancestors and your family members and your pets to receive. All those that are ready. And we're going to ask permission to talk to your innate intelligence, your I Am presence. So we're going to call forth the masters and the archangels that guide and support you on your spiritual journey here on the earth. And we're going to invite our celestial planetary friends and family to join us in loving support. So these are the beautiful brotherhoods and sisterhoods and councils of the elders. We're going to call forth Mother Mary's garden and Kuan Yin's garden to come forth to work with your inner child aspects. Okay, now. Let's disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. So we're letting go of everything and everyone for the moment. Letting go of your to-do list. Take a deep breath. Palms facing upwards. Receiving the magnetics into the palms of the hands. Or more precisely, it's actually noticing and feeling your hands becoming very magnetic. Like you are wearing magnetic gloves. And the same thing with your feet, as if you are wearing magnetic shoes. So the magnetics are very tangible, and they feel very heavy. Not in the density kind of heavy, but in a magnetic kind of heavy. Almost as if you can feel currents in your hands and your feet. Those are the magnetics. Okay, so from the tip of the nose, we're going to bring the attention to your belly button. Take a slow, deep breath. And we're going to breathe in the awareness that you are activating your sun chakra, which has a direct connection with the great central spiritual sun, our source of life in this galaxy. Now you're going to bring awareness to your solar plexus. And you're going to release all bindings, attachments, and cords from other people as well as letting go all thought forms and energy that are not yours. Take a full deep breath into the belly. Letting go of everybody else's pain, judgments, thought forms, emotions. We're also going to let go out of the body anything from the environment that has affected your digestive system and your power center and your ability to sleep properly and correctly. So this could be vibrations through and from chemtrails and HARP, radio waves, cell towers, microwaves, all that stuff. Television, cell phones, computers, smart meters, all that stuff. It's all the electromagnetic pollution, basically. Just take a deep breath and let that go. And we're going to ask for a sealing, like a seal. So we're going to seal up, after we clear that part of your solar plexus, we're going to ask for a seal to be created to act as a protection against all electromagnetic pollution that has been created by mankind and or astral influences for the divine protection and health of your physical and etheric bodies. And we're going to ask the same for the kidneys and the liver and the kidneys, because they are important processing organs. So breathe into the liver now, a cleansing vibration of your choosing on the unconscious or unseen levels, a vibration and energy that will begin to completely cleanse your liver of all toxicity and chemical buildup, whether it be from foods, water, medications, substances of any kind. You can visualize and feel like a current of water, this pure water that's flushing through your liver and carrying away all the toxic buildup. And it's just taking that energy and recycling back to source. And the same thing with your kidneys and your adrenal glands. Especially if you experience fluctuations in your energy, low energy, hyper energy, fatigue. Now breathe into, from your brain, breathe the thought into your adrenal glands and kidneys. Divine balance for my power. This is power for the body. Divine balance. Okay, now let's breathe into the center of the chest. Going to activate the thymus. In conjunction with your spleen and your pancreas. So see it as a triangulation. So thymus, spleen, pancreas. You're now connected to your solar plexus. Connect all three of those organs, those glands, to your solar plexus. And now allow a recharge from the great central sun through your solar plexus to these organs. Okay, breathe in balance and harmony. Okay, we're going to bring the focus now. Take a slow deep breath into your reproductive organs. And now we're going to invoke the power of the moon. The moon also represents the feminine cycle for humanity and your bodies. So as you now begin to receive that alignment from the moon, for your reproductive organs and your hormones, you'll begin to notice a more balancing effect in your monthly cycle. And those cycles that occur. During and after menopausal cycles. And also understand that your hormones can be reinvigorated or the body's power to reproduce or to youth and revitalize will begin to be activated. So you begin to move away from the pull of death and dying and more back into your natural state of youthfulness and vitality. So breathing in the light, reproductive organs. Now we're going to do the same thing with the throat into the thyroid, parathyroid gland. And again, going to align the cycle of the moon with your thyroids. This will help to stabilize and balance body metabolism, weight, mobility, carriage, and all the rest. Meaning posture. Okay, we're going to energize these areas now with the power of the sun. So you can imagine as if now the rays of the great central sun are beginning to pour through your body, affecting your endocrine system, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla, your thyroid, your thymus, your spleen, your adrenal glands, your pancreas, your reproductive organs. Okay, now we're going to breathe directly into the core of the brain. We're going to breathe now a combination of the light and sound into that part of your brain that controls the functioning of your nervous system. Your autonomic and your sympathetic nervous systems, and your spiritual nervous system. Okay, breathing in divine balance and harmony. You're going to breathe in peace and calm into your limbic system, your amygdala centers that are accessed through the temple areas of your forehead. This is your primitive emotional center, and it's also memory. It's also many things relating to how one reacts to people and events and situations. You're going to breathe in a calming influence, a very balancing, peaceful, serene, tranquil vibration. So as you do this, notice that your brain is recalibrating now. Notice that you're feeling and being more present with effortless focus. Okay, we're going to create some energy connections from the temple areas on either side of your forehead, going into the limbic system, the amygdala, and through your memory center and through your precognition centers of your frontal cortex. So you're going to get a feeling of peace and calm in the left side of your forehead. I'm sorry, in the right side of your forehead. You're going to feel peace and calm. And on the left side of your forehead, you're going to feel kind of an energizing, very awake kind of vibration and sensation. And we're going to create a divine balance between the two. You're using your power of knowing. So we're moving way beyond thinking and logic into knowingness and presence and being. Okay, we're going to receive a download now in the form of a quantum technology download or upload. So this is for the brain. This is an upgrade to brain functioning. And it's aligned with the new Earth consciousness and possibilities. It's going to be a little bit like an overlay initially, right in your brain. Now, as you are ready, with intention, You may begin to turn off one by one all of the old programming and imprinting that are no longer working, that are needing to be replaced with the new technology. So we're going to delete the old version on your computer, and then we can upload the new version onto your hard drive. So all of this will go into your recycle bin. Along with that, all the old software programs that no longer are working for you. So these would be the ways of conditioned behavior and responses. This will be all the social imprinting, the mores and customs of your culture that are no longer relevant for you as a spiritual being having a physical body and an earth experience. You may feel a little bit dizzy. Just remember to breathe. If you need to drink some water, go ahead. Now we're going to create and or recreate your storage area in your brain. So your storage area contains all of the quantum uploads or downloads that when you're ready, when your brain's ready, they will begin to be downloaded or uploaded naturally to accommodate the internal changes that you're going through. That way you won't feel overwhelmed by these activations and the knowledges that you are getting from the universe, from spirit, from creator. So it's a little bit like a governor valve that they used to put on motorcycles and cars in the early days, where they could only go so fast. So this is like a governor kind of device that prevents overload to your brain and your nervous system. It'd almost be like how circuit breakers work, where a circuit breaker will go off if there's too much juice pumping through the electrical system in your home. So that's to prevent your home from blowing up and catching fire. It'll automatically shut off the power. So you have many circuit breakers in your brain. So you're going to put all of this, you're going to receive all of this with the intention of divine balance and harmony within all things. Okay, so we're going to intuitively modulate your different psychic channels, if you will. So we're going to start out with clairaudience. That's related to your throat chakra. And that also involves telepathy and instant communication. So we're going to modulate all of these gifted areas with divine balance and harmony so you don't get overloaded and overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to do the same thing for the clairvoyance, the pineal gland. So this not only holds the ability to see on energetic levels of the different dimensions, but also seeing and knowing when one's telling the truth, seeing through the nature of things, seeing through people, seeing through planetary events and situations, seeing the truth, basically. Then we have another channel here of the ability to hear and see thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So you want to, with all of these gifted areas, to breathe in, to only see and know when it is necessary to help another and oneself. So these would be event and person specific, so you don't get overwhelmed. To see and know and hear and feel and sense only when it is appropriate to help another person or myself. So this would be a modulation. It will not be a set frequency, if you will. It modulates according to the situation and your state of mind. Okay, we're going to breathe down into the solar plexus area again, and we're going to breathe in the technology. That will allow you to not absorb other people's fears and emotions and thoughts and judgments, so that your body stays clean of all that energy, to where you are carrying just your energy and nobody else's. So in effect, you are releasing your need to carry other people's burdens in order to help them, or to take on their pain so that you could understand them. Or to feel where another's at so that you can relate to them. And you can replace all of these old patterns and beliefs with knowing, the knowing of truth as it is in the reality of spirit. Okay, we're going to breathe into all the joint areas of the body now. So these will be the knuckles in your fingers and your toes. It'll be your ankles, your knees, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joints, your hip joints, and through each vertebra in your spine. As well as to the very top of your atlas in your brain. Oh, and also includes your joints in your jaw. Now imagine breathing in and receiving a quantum lubrication of all of your joints. You're actually beginning to feel your joints being lubricated and coated with this kind of light energy that feels a little bit like oil, a little viscous. We also want to put that energy in our eyes as well. Right into our eyeballs. This will help the lubrication of the eyes and the retina. You're going to put this cosmic fluid, if you will, direct it. You're going to direct it to any place in your body that's hurting or has been hurting up till this class tonight. So any areas of chronic pain and extreme tension and stress. Could be old injuries that haven't healed up. Could be surgeries that haven't fully healed up. Could even be in your reproductive organs due to childbirth that didn't completely heal up. You can imagine that this energy is filtering through your different subtle bodies, eventually seeping into and settling into your physical body. That is literally coming in through the pores of your skin, the top of your head, the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet. Allowing your spine to naturally adjust. Now, we're going to call forth, in your own way, that which you call the masculine aspect of God and the feminine aspect of God. We're going to give you a few moments of silence to really tap in and tune in. Now, you may at this point ask these presences to assist with balancing your brain and all the organs and systems and aspects and cells and molecules and matrices of your physical etheric body to move into a place of daily divine balance and harmony with all things and with all functions relating to earth life and health, sleep, meditation, exercise, diet, foods, water, sustenance on the physical plane. That can include the need to eat or not to eat, to drink or not to drink, to sleep or not to sleep. We'll give you a few moments to receive. Will also include balancing the eyesight and the hearing and the sinuses and the throat and the mouth and the endocrine functions, the liver function, kidney function, lungs, digestive system, immune system, lymphatic system, your heart muscle, your muscles and your connective tissue, your circulation, your blood, your mitochondria, your vitamin mineral levels of the body, your pH of your body, your blood pressure, your liver function, kidney function, your blood sugar, your cholesterol levels, your vitamin D3 levels, and B6 and B12, and your proteins, and we're going to breathe into your immune system through your spleen and your thymus and your digestive system. Now the vibration will begin to create a very strong immune system, stronger than you've ever known it. Okay, now we're going to bring the focus back up into the brain, the corpus callosum, that part that bridges the left and right hemispheres together. And begin to feel now a weaving effect through the infinity power, the figure eight infinity flow between hemispheres. So we're focusing on your hemispheres being able to talk back and forth to eventually become a whole brain, from a split brain to a whole brain, one quantum whole brain, functioning as one unit without the need for separation and division, conflict and stress. Working from a place of joy and freedom, inspiration. Okay, now begin to breathe your presence around your body. So we're now coming back to the physical form in your room. Take a slow, deep breath. And begin to feel the energy space around your physical body, all the way around it, below your feet, above your head. And just notice how far your awareness goes out from your body, 360 degrees. We're going to ask for blessings for your home through the pillars of light. And for blessings to all those in your household, including your pets. Now we're going to see these blessings moving through your family tree, touching the hearts of all of the ancestors that have preceded you, all the way back to the very beginning. Okay, take a slow, deep breath through the body, coming back in the now, coming back awake, alert, inspired, totally focused, present. Okay, so when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Gently move your fingers and toes. Gently stretch without straining the muscle. You might want to yawn. Take a slow deep breath. And just allow yourself to sit in this energy, to sit in this space, and to give yourself permission to continue to express this state of being in your daily life, each and every day, and also in the dream state. Give yourself permission to freely express and to be that which you are. And give yourself a reminder each day to remember about gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness. Let's give some appreciation to all the support we've had here tonight from the other realms that are really your realms, from the other worlds and civilizations outside of space-time, in those parallel realities. And allow the integration and completion of the merging of the divine masculine and feminine in your brain, in your heart center, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, in your energy field. Remember to drink water after listening, to enjoy your food, enjoy your friends, enjoy your work, to begin to enjoy everything that you do and experience, and to know you are divinely blessed. And know that angels are here to serve. Ye but need only to ask for assistance and for clarity. And that the masters are here in the unseen realms to teach you about yourself. And know that you are connected to your home realm, in your soul group, your soul family. So remember to meditate and tune in every day. Do your journal writing for next class. And until next time, we send our blessings. Namaste.